Call me in order if you join us in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As per requirement of Public Law 1975, Chapter 231, notice is hereby given that this is a regular meeting of the Borough of Highlands Planning Board and all requirements have been met. Notice has been transmitted to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times. Notice has been posted on the public bulletin board. Roll call.
Mr. Mullen?
Here.
Mr. Schulmer is absent this evening. Mr. Farla?
Here.
Mr. Roberts is absent. Ms. Peterson is absent. Mayor Nolan?
Here.
Mr. Redmond?
Here.
Mr. Hill is absent. Mr. Stockton is absent. Ms. Ruby is absent. Mr. Gallagher?
Here.
Okay, first item on the agenda this evening is Planning Board Case 2011-1, Scaturo Irrevocable Trust, Block 1, Lots 14-18, and Block 3, Lots 9 through 11, in Portland Road.
Thank you, Mr. Mullen. For the record, Mark McGann on behalf of the applicant. As the board may recollect, we appeared before you several months ago, and we put it significant amount of testimony into evidence. We went over the engineering aspects, and we proceeded on the planning aspects, the certain criteria associated with the variance relief. And the conclusion of the meeting, basically, there was three things that the board asked us to do. One, locate the sanitary sewer line easement on the property. Two, you're awaiting a report from your fire department. And Mr. Key wanted a geotech report. We have submitted a geotech report, which is dated November 14th, 2011. And I would ask that Carolyn could mark the same.
Yes, that would be A4.
I have it as A5.
Oh, okay.
I believe. I could be mistaken.
I will show the last.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That was the October meeting, correct?
Yes. That was the meeting of...
While we're doing that, why don't we have the witness re-sworn?
Sure.
Sir,
sure.
Please raise your right hand and sign the sworn testimony about giving this matter with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, I do.
Please state your name for the record and spell it, please.
Walter Hopkin, H-O-P-K-I-N.
Thank you.
Mr. Hopkin has testified before, was sworn and qualified as both an engineer and a planner.
Excuse me, A5 would be next.
Okay. Sorry about that.
And while I'm at it,
A5 is what?
A5 is a report from Mazur Consulting Services, dated November 14, 2011, geotechnical literature evaluation.
Who's that prepared by?
It is authored by James J. Serpico.
Okay, for the record. Serpico and I, although we have the same surname, are not related.
Unrelated parties. That's an interesting question there, Mr. Serpico. Next one would be I'd ask for marked in evidence would be the Fire Prevention Bureau report dated January 19, 2012, and that would be A6. There you go, pardon my alarm. Now, Mr. Chairman, I just want to mention something to the board. I'm due to start an application in Atlantic Highlands somewhere between 8:30 and 8:45. So by 8:30, unfortunately, I got to pull a chute and I got to travel up the road. So I'm sorry about that, but this matter was delayed a couple months because we had a tremendous time, difficult time locating the sanitary sewer line. The manholes were buried under 2-3 feet of dirt and debris. So what we thought we'd be back here a lot earlier, well, now I got a conflict. So, that being said, I want to turn it back over to Walter Hopkins, our engineer and planner. And he does have a revised plan, which was submitted since the last hearing, that last hearing being the October 13th hearing. And that plan is dated January 18, 2012. Is that correct? Yes.
Have you qualified? Lay foundation for the
Mr. Hopkins, I'm going to show you a plan that you have prepared and you have subsequently submitted to the board secretary regarding revisions to to this minor subdivision plan. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And that plan is dated 1/18/2012.
That's correct. That's the last revision date.
All right. All right. What I'd like you to do, Mr. Hopkins, is go over the revisions that you've done, and then Mr. Keady has authored a letter dated February 2nd, 2012, containing a significant amount of comments, some of which I know you really don't have any problem with, and maybe if you need to address a couple of them, or Mr. Keady needs to touch on a couple, certainly can do that.
Okay.
Sure.
There's one on the table tonight.
Yes, that's what I was asking about.
There's a whole bunch right here.
Yeah, okay, we got them emailed to us a couple days
ago. Okay. You need all these, Carolyn? It's like...
They're for public.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll leave them there. Well, for the most part, the revisions to the plans won't be obvious just at glancing at them. There's some housekeeping things, some grading, some technical issues. We've attempted to whittle down Mr. Keady's comments. But the two big things are that we did locate two of the sanitary sewer manholes on the property. One is just off of the property that we weren't able to locate. The proposed dwelling is not located over it, thankfully, and an easement that we would propose that does not exist, which would give the borough the ability to access these and maintain them in the future, also would not be within the footprint of the proposed home. So that was the concern that was raised. My office was pretty confident that it wasn't going to be, and we went out and we field located it, and we're confident in that.
What kind of difficulties did you encounter in locating those manholes?
Well, they were 2 to 3 feet below grade. We had to use a metal detector. We found it, then the guys dug it up, and so it was a little bit more difficult than we expected. Now DPW knows where it is, so. There is a comment in Mr. Keady's letter that we don't have the exact alignment of the sanitary sewer. There's one of the manholes that we used some archive maps to locate where the manhole is off-site. We're pretty confident that that's where it is. We weren't able to physically locate it, but Mr. Keyes raised that issue in his letter. We'd be willing to go back out there. I think we just might need a little bit of help from the borough in helping us locate. We found two of the three. The third we just can't find. We're confident that the location is accurate, but if it is a requirement of the board to actually field locate it, we're going to need a little help from the borough.
Metal detector didn't pick it up?
No. I guess they're only good for a certain distance below grade, and this, unfortunately, is probably that far below. The other, and you won't really see this other than the note, the other significant improvement to the plan is that we've indicated that the proposed home will be fire suppressed, that there'll be sprinklers. That seemed, we had a little bit of back and forth with the fire official, and I think
that's in lieu of the hydrant.
Yes, and I think that helped address a lot of his concerns.
There's domestic service, obviously, that is going to take care of that.
Yes. So those are really the issues that we've kind of tried to address. I can go over your engineer's letter if you want him to go over it.
Well, I think we will go over that, but I think I'm curious to see your reaction to Mazur's report, especially the discussion of the stormwater recommendations that he made.
Yeah, two things he recommended was that we do not propose to infiltrate the stormwater from the roof runoff, so we'll just use a standard splash block, and we're so close to the river that it won't impact any downstream properties. And the other was some sort of drainage for the right of way, and what we would propose there would just be a riprap apron at the end of the paved area.
Is that indicated on these?
It is not. It is not. But
can you repeat that? It was a what?
Riprap. Large stones.
Stones.
Thank you.
Engineer. We get paid more to call it riprap.
Do that to confuse you. That's.
But we would incorporate that into the revisions for the plan.
And none of the other things in the Mazur report with regard to the geotechnical evaluation were a surprise to you, or
no? No, we believe that it wasn't in an area identified by Menard, and he confirmed that.
And Robert, you had an opportunity to look at this, and
I did review it. Our only comment really is to verify the on-site soils when they're out there, to make sure that what they anticipate is what is actually there. Okay. Other than that, I don't have any other issues.
And are we going to mark into evidence some of the back and forth between you and the fire department? The fire department had another bit of literature.
I think the January 19th letter or memo.
I thought that summarizes.
That was a summary of what I was looking for.
We marked the November 2nd one.
November 2nd one. All right. That could have been a prior one. That's probably the one I was looking to.
January 19th summarizes.
We just talked tonight the January 19th one, which was A6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that summarizes.
That's
the summary, right?
Yeah, I think that's... Yeah.
That was the final one.
That's the final one, yeah. That's what we were looking for.
And did we mark the boroughs, the fire prevention initial report?
No. I don't believe so.
I think we should do that.
No.
Okay. Let's make that
B.
A.
That's a B.
That's
B,
a B. Right? That's a board exhibit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
B1?
Yes.
What was that date of that report?
November 2nd, 2011.
Okay. Now you're confusing me. The one we just marked with the engineer's report, what was that?
A6. Okay.
That should be B.
Well, we
didn't mark that.
We didn't mark it yet. I'm sure we're going to get to it.
What the?
The engineer's report.
February 2nd from TNN.
Yeah, we did mark it.
Okay, that was B1 then.
We did?
Yeah,
no. No, I didn't think we
February
did.
February 2nd, 2012? No.
No, I alluded to it. I didn't mark it. I alluded to it.
Let's fix the scorecard.
Yeah, that's
okay. Let me make sure we can do it.
Let's mark as B1 Mr. Parker's initial memo. Mm-hmm. I guess that's from November
2nd.
Yes,
right. Mm-hmm.
And let's mark as B2. The most recent report by TNM Associates dated February 2nd, 2012. Okay. I think that.
What's the Fire Prevention Bureau letter?
The one January 19th? January 19th. That's
A6. Okay. A6.
Yep.
Yeah, that's A6.
Yeah, that should be a B.
Too. Yeah, let's make that.
You want to move that?
Instead of make that A6, we'll make it B3.
Thank you.
And did we make mention that there are several members who, I guess, are not? Jim Parla, did we mention, is able to vote by virtue of having listened to the tape?
And the same with Mayor Nolan and also Councilman Redman.
Yeah, we have the signed certifications in the file.
Good.
Mr. Hopkins, in reference to, just been marked B2, Mr. Key's review letter of February 2nd, 2012. Any comments there that need to be addressed by you?
I'll pick out the ones that I think, and then I'm sure Mr. Keaty or the board will pick others.
Before we do that, why don't we get Mr. Keaty sworn if he's going to get into a colloquy with this witness?
Right.
Mr. Keaty,
yes.
Please raise your right hand. Yes, I will swear the testimony about giving this matter the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yep.
Please state your name for the record, spell it, and identify your position with the board.
Robert Keaty, K-E-A-D-Y. Board engineer and vice president of TNM Associates.
Thank you.
I would be on page 5, item number 6 is a summary of the sanitary sewer. Just again, two of the manholes that we've shown have been field located. The third we were not able to. We were able to use the borough's maps for the location of that one. So we would just ask that if it is required that we field locate that third one, that the borough's DPW help us with that. As far as number 8 on page 6, there's a it must be a graphical error with the percent slope of the driveway. We do not intend to be 25%, so we'll clean up the contours on that and hold to the 16%.
Okay.
Hopkin, as we jump over ones,
yes.
Can we presume that any ones that you've dumped over, you're going to be complying
Absolutely.
With?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And Rob, if you have any comments about these as you're going through it.
Number 12, maybe we should spend a brief amount of time on it. At the last hearing, number 12 at the bottom of page 6, I believe we testified that we would provide bollard lighting rather than street lighting along the proposed driveway / roadway. The maintenance responsibilities of that lighting would, you know, I'm going to have to let the lawyers jump in here. I guess the applicant would install them, but the maintenance of them would actually, they'd actually be within the right-of-way.
If they're within the right-of-way, yeah, our position would normally be if they're within the right-of-way, they're municipal improvements.
Right. Once they're in a public road,
ROW. If they're on private property, then obviously the homeowner.
Okay. Then the rest of that I would comply with and address.
You skipped over item 8. This is having to do with the maximum street grade. I
that's what I intended to address, that we will hold the 16%. It's a graphical error, and we'll clean that up.
I'm sorry.
Other than that.
With regard to the utilization of those lots that are going to be accessed from the upland lots that are subject of a previous subdivision, how will development be controlled, or how will someone who gets a permit for building an accessory structure on there not send this guy to the zoning board for...
You mentioned that last time. It's a good point.
That's 11.02, which is just a strip,
right.
Which is the orange strip.
This lot here,
right? And then 11.03, which is the brown.
Which is that lot there.
Right.
This lot here would be deed restricted against future residential development, unless I would like the stipulation that if things change, that the applicant can come back before a planning board, this board, request for relief under the restrictions. This lot also...
Would that be restricted to any structures? Or I thought there was some talk about accessories.
I was going to get to that point.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I realize if the dock is built here, the homeowner who will own this piece of property and this piece of property, this homeowner now has access to the waterfront through this piece of property, may want to put a small boathouse, a little shed of some nature to help, obviously, in having the dock there. That's an accessory structure, as stated. Would require a variance before the zoning board of adjustment in order to do that, because it's accessory structure and it's not permitted because only principles, uses, and structures are permitted as a matter of right. So we understand it, and that certainly that can be expressed in a resolution. We don't have any opposition to that. Likewise, this lot 11.03 is now undersized. We have no plans for development of that lot either. Again, we can make reference to that in the resolution, that there's no development plan here. We don't intend upon developing it. We restrict it against development. However, I like the ability, if there has to be a lifting of a restriction, if circumstances change, who knows? You have the ability to come back before the planning board to make a case for relief. That's all.
That particular lot is not tied in with the previous subdivision.
No. What we anticipate long term, I think it's 71702.
Yes.
Which were the subject matter of the prior. We anticipate when these lots get sold that this lot will be sold off with those lots to provide waterfront access for the upland here.
But you're not interested in subdividing at this time.
There's a right of way that bifurcates the two, so that's why they're not being combined or reconfigured.
Right. And
no, I meant the brown one that's on the water side of that the right of way. you anticipated in the future being divided between the two properties that are upland of that, and I wondered why it wasn't subject to a subdivision.
Well, because, you know, we really don't know how it's going to work yet.
Okay.
We may very well sell this piece here, which is a conforming lot, to this homeowner and provide them with which one access.
Okay.
So really,
Mr. Mullen, just to clarify, 11.03 and 11.02, one would go to 701, one would go to 702. They wouldn't. 1103 doesn't go to both upland lots.
There may be one dock, however, that could be.
Which two are you referring to now?
These two here?
No, you were saying the ones that would go.
I thought the colors were.
I thought the orange one would.
This goes with this one.
Right, okay.
Okay, yes. This one here goes. This one here may very well wind up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
We believe that the DEP may restrict more than one more dock here. So we anticipate a dock to be here, one here, one here, one here. We don't know whether or not the DEP will give us one more, so this person here may wind up in some kind of sharing arrangement with a dock with these two people. Who knows? But that's what we think might happen.
And how close is that brown lot to a buildable lot in the area?
Well, it's 11,516.
It's 14,
proposed.
Okay.
Yeah.
14
is, so, again, we're not asking for any development on that.
And at this point, you're willing to have a restriction against development?
Yeah, with the ability to come back.
Come back.
Well, you know, if it's not in there, though, it may require us to go to mayor and council because, you know, so it's better off.
My concern is when you create an undersized lot, it becomes a buildable lot when it's approved. And
not asking for that.
No, especially if you put a restriction in and it's an acknowledgement
absolutely
by the applicant that it's not becoming a buildable lot.
So
okay. Other than that, I can comply with the rest of the letter, answer any questions that the board or Mr. Keaty has.
Any member of the board have any questions?
One question that I had when listening to the minutes from October 13th is the road that you're going to use to come off of Portland Avenue, Portland Road down into your property, that is all going to be curbed and re-blacktopped at all after the building of taking away the driveway and restructuring the land?
Yes, it will be paved.
No curb.
No curb.
No curb.
The curbing would direct the runoff, kind of channelize it, and we want to kind of let it
would channelize and increase the velocity of it, and
so it goes.
Yeah, it'd start running downhill pretty quick, which we don't want to do.
Rob, do you have anything you want to touch on in your letter?
Just really two comments. One of the items that the applicant agreed to was to provide the clearing limits, and I was interested in seeing those around the proposed lot, because obviously there's steep slopes in the area, steep slopes, and a comment by Mr. Serpico of Mazur was about the controlling the runoff. So I want to make sure this isn't overly clear. Something that's tasteful and makes sense, and certainly clear enough for the proposed development, but not over clear.
Sure, definitely.
And then secondly, the number of retaining walls, both existing to be removed and proposed to be installed, and because of the limited right-of-way and the width of the road, I foresee that construction easements or temporary construction easements at the minimum for the removal, but construction easements for the permanent would be required from a number of adjacent properties along the roadway. So I just want to make a note of that we should expect to see easements.
We can obtain temporary construction easements. Either the parties are related by blood or they own the property. So.
I understand, but with retaining walls, somewhere considerable height, there would be geogrid. So I'd want to actually have a
slope, like slope easements and things like that?
Right.
Okay, yeah, I know what you mean.
In case ownership doesn't change.
Okay.
Somebody have a good name for the street?
The mayor can offer a name.
Exactly. about this dedication of additional width? Is that something that...
Well, we're pretty much restricted on anything there.
I think we may have touched upon that at the last meeting. This is as wide as it's going to get. The DEP is going to allow us to do. They actually wanted 8 feet, I think, at some point. So,
but Mr. Parker won, thank goodness.
He went through a very lengthy process with DEP CAF approval on this, and he got it. One house, that was it.
And there's recommendations for protective barriers on some of this retaining walls?
Mm-hmm.
Trash pickup?
Up top of the hill.
Residents take their materials up to the top of the hill. There's some sort of
container
up there?
Yes. By the turnaround.
And who maintains this road? Who does the...
Right. Oh, over the years, the family has maintained it pretty much. Need to be done.
You'll get your opportunity.
Yeah, but other than that, I don't know if the town's maintaining or not.
Is this considered a town road? Is this something...
Yeah, it's a public right-of-way. We had a portion of it vacated when we did the other subdivision by the mayor and council.
And the steep slope issue we discussed last time, there's one portion of the property that's being developed with a driveway that's crossing the steep slope, and you presented testimony last time with regard to the nature of that.
That's correct. And that was part of the reason for the major letter as well, to help fortify that.
And I think Mr. Mullen or someone, I think you mentioned two other points of relief. I don't know if it was Mr. Keady or Mr. Mullen. Variance for disturbance within the required setback at the top of the slope and at the toe of the slope. So those are two additionals, Mr. Serpico.
And do we have copies of your CAFRA approvals?
Oh, yes, it was A1 in evidence last night.
Okay, thank you. And Rob touched on the limits of clearing issue.
Mm-hmm.
Landscaping waiver. Don't need landscaping. No place to plant anything that isn't private property. And boundary markers?
We will provide those.
Yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions, members of the board or Mr. Keady? Anybody from the audience have any questions? I think questions first for Mr. Hopkin. With regard to the testimony that he just gave us?
The testimony... Excuse me, your name and address for the record?
Yes.
Constance Jennifer Kalakis, 78 Portland Road. My house is on the... where the driveway comes down. I mean, we're calling it a road now, but when myself...
You're up here.
Correct.
Yes. You're on Portland Road, is it then?
Yes.
Okay.
My concern...
You were here last time, right?
Yes.
Oh.
My concern is for the existing structures that surround this project. The project is very noble. However, I don't understand how you're going to get the amount of construction equipment and materials down that tiny little driveway, which abuts my house, without... damaging the structural integrity of either side of that small access to the grand project below. The garbage truck and the snow plow have already destroyed the sidewalk in front of my house and actually hit the barrier that protects my house that was put there, I think, by the town because it's so narrow. Also, that road was maintained by the residents. 78 Portland Road, 88 Portland Road, and the Ford family. Do you know Nina's address? 88 Portland Road. We paved that out of our own pockets. And I'm requesting a bond before the project even begins.
We're going to give you an opportunity to make your own statements about the thing. Right now, it's questions for Mr. Hopkin. And I saw in there a question with regard to how you're going to build these things, given the narrowness of the
well, we had talked about that, I think, at the last meeting. They're going to 12 feet is wide enough to get, you know, most construction vehicles, but we also have the water right there, so it's perceivable that things could be brought in by barge as well. We're talking about really one house and a driveway is really what we're talking about here, so we're not building the Taj Mahal. But,
well, you're going to do road surfacing as well, yes?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're doing grading of the road?
Some reprofiling.
You're doing that first before the construction?
We wouldn't do the final pavement until all the construction is done, obviously. But number one, a performance bond has to be posted with the town to protect the road. Number two is we can bring the larger equipment if we had to by barge. Number three is we talked the last time about having a pre-construction meeting with Mr. Keaty and whoever the construction officials the borough wants the tenants to make sure that things are done so they don't adversely affect our neighbors. Okay. So with the proper safeguards in place, you know, my clients have owned this property for a very, very long time. They're not looking to disturb the neighbors. As a matter of fact, my client had a discussion with this lady last time we were here about that very issue. So we will work with the neighbor, cooperate with him. Any problems they have there were involved, we certainly would address. And I think a good pre-construction meeting and bonding in place and proper procedure should be able to get this accomplished without too much.
Ms. Blatt, did you have another question for?
Yes, I do. it's not the intention of the neighbors to quash the project either. I think the project is wonderful. I still need a little bit more information about how you're going to get these construction trucks and cement trucks down that driveway. I was hoping that perhaps we could put a size limitation, a weight limitation, or some kind of restriction on what's actually going to be coming down that driveway. So close to my house, I could look into the eyes of the drivers who are coming down with just normal material.
Is there any way that some sort of a barricade could be put up to really present an obstacle towards Ms. Blanca's house?
That would probably make it
well during a pre-construction. We would do, if these are construction, so we would do this, you know,
right,
pre-construction
meeting
with the proper construction officials from the town there, and I suspect maybe Mr. Key would want to be there, and address these issues. They know better than I do, that's for sure. I mean, I think that's the way to properly address it. With the proper construction minds and engineers present, I think obviously, interested party here could be protected.
And the testimony was that they believe standard construction vehicles, which I assume would include a concrete truck, can navigate a 12-foot road.
If it can't, we're not building a house. It's just that simple.
The driveway that you're talking about, part of that is my property. I just haven't put a fence up. I'm going to apply for a fence, and I think that 12-foot feet isn't going to be 12. It might be 12 feet in the beginning, but when you get closer to my house, I own some of that property and pay taxes on that property. So it narrows it.
Well, I think maybe Mr. McGann is right that the construction officials in town would be the parties to have this conversation with.
That's another meeting, correct? Because I do have questions for the construction also.
Yeah, that would be a less formal meeting than this. This would be a meeting that would occur prior to construction, probably at the site where the construction official and the developer would have set of plans for what they're doing and have some sort of schedule of what the work was going to do, and they would be able to discuss with.
And I have no problem with Mr. Serpico putting something in the resolution to reflect that the board feels a pre-construction meeting is appropriate in light of the neighbors' concerns.
Mr. Chairman, if I have another suggestion, perhaps a condition that the applicant would install any necessary protective measures during the construction period, and those details can certainly be worked out at the construction meeting, but just a condition that they have to provide protective measures.
That's fine.
Sounds good to me.
I'm still a little confused on a slow uptake tonight for some reason. Maybe I don't have enough cough. You said something about, I asked before about would the roadway be constructed before construction. And how did you answer that?
Well, I'm not sure what the means or methods would be, whether they would do that. I think what the fire officials' point is that they want the road built prior to occupancy.
Well, I'm looking at the letter. That's
what okay.
He's saying. You're saying, well, we will be proposing pavement from the existing paved area all the way down to the proposed home. He's saying that's okay, providing the existing roadway and entrance are free and clear of damage, potholes, etc. Additionally, the roadway must be constructed prior to beginning construction of the home. This will allow for emergency vehicle access during construction if needed. Any damage done to that roadway during the construction phase needs to be immediately repaired. Are you in agreement with that?
Yes.
Okay.
You would normally put your base
down,
put your top line.
Finish right.
Yeah, that's right. Sure, we have to get down.
Pull the heavy equipment out.
Absolutely.
Ms. Blockus, have you finished your questions?
I believe that the remainder of my questions would probably be better addressed at the construction meeting. My concerns are geological, actually.
Yeah. Did you get a copy of the report that was given to the board this evening from the geotech?
I really appreciate one.
Okay, Karen will be the person to get that from.
Okay, we have that just right there. Thank you, Mark.
Are there any other members of the audience that have a question with regard to the testimony of Mr. Hopkins? Seeing none.
So the bond is already in place for...
It is not in place. It will be in place prior to construction.
Thank you.
That is my understanding.
It has to be.
It has to be.
Okay, any member of the boards have any board have any comments about this before we open it to the public for comments? Does anyone in the audience have a comment with regard to this application, either pro or con? Now is your opportunity to voice them. Ms. Palakis.
I have to be sworn.
Oh, you have to be sworn in for this, yes.
Solemnly swear, right, please raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony about giving this matter the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Please, once again, state your name for the record, spell it, and give us your address.
CONSTANCEJPOULAKOS, 78, Portland Road.
Thank you.
I'm not only concerned about the structural integrity of my home, which is in jeopardy for this project, but I'm also concerned about the structural integrity of the other houses around the property that's going to be developed. I had somebody take a look at the entire Portland Road, not just our little area. And the development for the condos on one end and condos on the other, and the multi-million dollar house, 125 Portland Road, all seem to be in place and proper and nice. This situation is so much different because this property that's being developed is surrounded by houses that already exist. And I believe that it's the town's, we're taxpayers, and I believe that the town has a responsibility to the existing structures before they allow new construction to potentially do structural integrity damage to the remaining houses. From what I understand, all of this heavy equipment that's going to be coming in and drilling and the materials that are going to be used, which I said I will be asking in the, at the construction meeting, may actually damage our foundations. I would just like to state that for the record.
And this is my comment. We don't anticipate doing any drilling. I don't
no
know
need
what
to there.
Necessity of drilling would be, but no, there's no plans to do any drilling.
And beams?
I'm sorry?
Beams? Like I said, I'm pretty sure that this is for the construction meeting, but I was told that if you're going to put in any piles, is there going to be piling?
They're building a dock that probably will be piles, but they'll be.
I don't know the methodology of construction. I don't know the methodology of construction of the home. Obviously, it has to meet
the construction code.
Standard.
Whatever the construction code calls for, that's what we got to do.
Okay, so I should bring that up at the next meeting.
At the construction meeting, okay. Which may be some time in the future.
Yeah.
Who knows when.
And will I be notified at that meeting?
That's part of the resolution of the board is to recommend that they have this and they afford some protection to the neighbors and that they have the construction meeting.
And you'd be allowed to be 10, surrounding neighbors allowed to.
And be notified.
And be notified, correct.
Okay.
And it won't be a recommendation, it'll be a requirement.
Requirement. What is that? I'm sorry, I missed that. We don't want to require the surrounding neighbors be notified of the construction meeting and be allowed to attend.
I have a condition already drafted that.
Do you have any problem with that, Mr. McNair?
No, not at all.
The construction meeting would be attended by, would be with the neighbors. And they have to be notified, obviously. Board engineer, construction officials.
Our engineer.
We basically talked about this whole thing the last meeting, so it's no different than what we talked about.
Just want to reiterate. We'll make sure that the neighbors are in on it.
Right.
Any other members of the audience have any comments with regard to this application? Seeing none, do you want to close the public portion? Anybody on the board have any comments or want to make a motion?
I just want to say something. I'm the first house on Portland Road. I'm your neighbor. Went through the whole bridge construction thing, so I'm very sensitive to what you're saying. So I'm looking forward to the applicant working with you guys to make sure that everything is safe and there's no harm comes. Just wanted to say that.
Thank you. And it's the aftermath also. I've been made aware of the landslide that occurred on the...
We actually closed the public portion. You can have that discussion. Somebody want to make a motion on this application?
I'll offer it, Mr. Mullen.
I'm Mayor Nolan.
I'll second.
Second by Mr.
Roll call.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Farla?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
This is great. This is
like, wow. Don't depend on that again.
I feel like I have so much time.
Tell Freddie and the boys we said hi.
I will. Yeah, exactly. They released me from Highland.
Sure, please. Thanks, Jeff. All right, take care, Mark. Oh, man.
Gotta have my water there. Yeah.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the Monmouth County Board of Chosen Freeholders Capital Project Review, Block 13, Lot 2, number 145, Portland Road.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. My name is James Pryor, and I am here on behalf of the Monmouth County Sheriff in connection with a project where the sheriff is essentially building out a new communications network. It's a communications network being built throughout Monmouth County, and in this case, one of the properties in Highland has been selected as an appropriate location for the installation of a new tower. And this is coming before you under the capital review provision of the New Jersey Municipal Land Use Law, and you're probably familiar with that provision. Typically, it's municipal projects that come before boards, but in the case of a county project, it comes under the same purview of the statute. And in this case, what we had anticipated doing was basically bringing up some folks from the sheriff's office, along with an expert who can talk a little bit about certain aspects of the system, just to give you a basic background. I think you're familiar, and I've spoken to counsel about this. This operates in terms of procedure. It's akin to a courtesy-type review, but obviously the sheriff understands that with a facility of this nature, there may be interest from not only the board, but board staff and the public, so we're certainly happy to bring up some folks who are relevant and knowledgeable about this particular proposed installation, and also to answer any questions that that may come up. So if there's any are there any preliminary aspects, what I'd like to do is call up a couple of folks and just explain to you what's proposed. If I can, here's my chair. Come on.
Thank you. Do I need to be sworn?
Sure. Yep. Anytime you testify. Please raise your right hand. Yes, I'm just for a testimony about giving this matter with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Please state your name, spell it, and tell us your position.
Yes, sir. It's Robert Dawson, Undersheriff, Monmouth County Sheriff's Office.
Mr. Dawson, let me ask you a few questions.
Sure.
First off, how long have you been with the County Sheriff's Office?
1 year.
And do you have some background in terms of acquiring information about this project? In other words, what's the basis for your familiarity with what the sheriff is proposing?
Yes, Sheriff Golden has started this project a number of years ago and has handed this project over to me. Not so willingly, mind you, but he's turning it over to me to run for the Communications Division, which is the division that I run for the Sheriff's Office.
Now, this involves looking at a number of properties throughout the county, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And in this case, you've isolated a particular piece of property in Highlands that's a proposed new installation, right?
Well, it's a replacement.
I said new installation, but this is a replacement for an existing tower that's there, right?
That's correct, yes.
So the board...
Is that property currently owned by your firm or your organization?
It's county property, yep. Yes.
So when this project goes through, one of the things that the sheriff will be doing, aside from installing the new tower, is going to be take down the existing tower, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Right. And in looking at a site, to find an appropriate site, is finding a location where you can replace an existing site, is that one of the things you took into consideration?
That was at primary, yes. And actually through the engineering studies that were conducted through firms that were hired by the county, and they identified this as a very viable site.
Now, you're also looking for a site where the property is actually owned by the county, correct?
Well, that's the ideal, yes. We don't want to be getting involved in, heavy high leases that are currently out there with different structures.
And also was having 24/7 access at all hours of the day, was that also a consideration?
Yes, it's a primary need, especially in an emergency operations scenario. We definitely need to have that.
And it's fair to say then that the site that's proposed here, and it's reflected on the documents, the construction documents, we put that up on the easel, this site meets all of the criteria to satisfy the Sheriff's Department that it will service the needs that are necessary here. Is right?
Yeah,
right?
It's currently an active site in our operations right now. It has been for quite some time, since the early 80s, and it's currently up and running. And we just need to do some enhancements there and put in a structure that will actually enhance the quality of communications for the Bayshore area, primarily Atlantic Highlands, Highlands, and all down the Seabright coast.
And without getting into the technical details, what type of emergency communications network will the sheriff... Well, we know he operates one right now, but mm-hmm. Is this a new system, or is it an upgrade, or some combination? Can you just describe it a little bit?
Absolutely. This radio system is a digital radio network that's being installed countywide. It's what they refer to as a radio system. And that's one aspect that we're trying to tie the whole county into an emergency operations network. Currently, we run a very simplex-type network, and we're going to do some enhancements to that as well and do some simulcasting so we can enhance communications for the fire and EMS services in this area, which we constantly have a problem with. And in fact, I was here last week with Chief Blewett trying to address some of his needs with the administrator And we've actually talked about putting some equipment on this tower to enhance the communications here in Highlands, and he was agreeable to that as well. So, but to further my discussion on our needs, this site ties the whole northeast of the county right into the whole network. And it gives us communication access from our main center, which is going to be located in Kozlowski Road in Freehold, as well as our other sites in Neptune. So that will give us direct communication to this whole quadrant.
Mr. Chairman, I think that's a pretty good overview. If you have any questions.
The tower or towers that are up there now, there's a fixed one and there looks like a temporary one there now?
Well, that's one of the we had to put one of our temporary towers up there because what has happened over the course of time, the tower that is adjacent to the building is no longer tall enough to get the signal out. And we had to put one of our temporary towers to get over the vegetation, which is prohibiting us to get signal down to our areas of like Fairhaven, Little Silver, in that area. So we have a directional antenna facing off that tower.
And the height of this tower will be similar to the tower that's up there temporarily now, or?
It might be a little bigger than that, yes.
What's the size of the one that's up there now?
I don't know the numbers to
possibly
that.
100 foot. Sorry?
The one that's up there is 100
foot? About 100.
About 100.
This is going to be 180?
This is 180.
So you're almost doubling.
Correct.
You said that you're going to be able to help Chief Blewett with this new tower?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is this part of the Spelman upgrade system that they're trying to get in place?
No, Spelman's a CAD record software. That doesn't even pertain to that. This is just basically, this will have the digital capabilities for mostly police on the digital side. And Fire and EMS will have an IP simulcast solution, which will allow them to talk countywide from their responding areas.
Would this help with a dispatch aspect? Are these counties dispatching in the area?
That's primarily what we're doing.
Okay.
100% what we're doing.
That's what I
think. What else is in the building?
With the current building? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, your guess. I was there once. Have you seen that?
Mice.
I was just telling the story in the hallway, and I'm sorry, but I walked up and I said, this is the county radio system, I'm in a lot of trouble. It's an old, I would say it's like an old farmhouse. It's the radio equipment currently is sitting on the second floor. It's got a tree growing into the second story, and ultimately we'd like to remove all that equipment, clean up that area, and not make it an attractive nuisance to the to the area.
We have a site engineer actually can address that more specifically if you like.
This is an unmanned facility, obviously.
Yes, yes.
What is the anticipation of it being completed? What's your guys' goal? Let's say that.
Yesterday. No, being realistic, we're going to work within the with the school,
right,
as far as and we've already spoken to the superintendent, working through our construction needs and his schedule. If we can get in as soon as over the Easter break, maybe we'll do something there. But most of the work will probably be done around his schedule.
Well, how long do you think it would take?
Approximately. I say 2 weeks. They tell me a little longer.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
It's about 2 months. He said. No, I'm only kidding. I've been pushing a little hard, but roughly 2 months.
How many towers like this are there in the county?
I think there are 10 proposed.
Yeah. Are there any other uses for these towers besides county dispatch? Are there any other potential uses?
There's potential, but we don't get involved in that because of the as you can see the tower itself is. We don't have other people, interfering with our signals and such, and you have to provide access and give them extra shelter and such, and just kind of stay away from that.
Yeah.
It's going to be exclusively for police.
Public safety.
Yeah.
Entirely, yes.
Good.
Thank you, Mr. Dawson.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Let me briefly call Mr. Bollinger, talk a little bit about the...
I guess before I dismiss witnesses, I assume that is all your crew out there, but there may be people in the audience that had some questions for Mr. Dawson. If there are, now's an opportunity to ask them. Seeing none, please proceed.
Sir, please raise your right hand. Do you swear the testimony that you've got to give this matter to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name for the record, spell it, and give us your position with the applicant.
Michael L. Bollinger, B as in boy, O-H-L,
I-N-G-E-R. I'm with K, I'm consulting engineers, consulting with the Motorola and the Sheriff's Department.
Thank you. Since this is not technically an application for development, right, as that term is used in municipal land use law, if you'd like, I can have him go, I'll give him a little bit of the qualifications without going into the 5 or 10 minute dissertation. How about that?
Yeah, I've...
You've been doing this a long time.
For 50 years now.
I assume you accept him as an expert.
Thank you. The last 18 years have been mostly in the telecom. And I'm licensed in New Jersey and 17 other states.
And you're with Motorola, are you?
No.
I own for.
Mr. Bollinger, just a brief overview of the board, if you would, of the proposed installation, the tower, the shelter, and the sail length engineering features.
Yes. Referring to sheet C4 of the drawing pack, you can see the proposed replacement tower. As mentioned, it's a 180-foot monopole. Okay, it'll be designed to the current standards, kind of plus in that it will have emergency service radios on it. Therefore, it's designed to a higher standard than normal cellular towers, if you would. The tower will be adjacent to the existing building.
Sort of where the temporary one is now?
Or? No, we would like it where the temporary one is now, but we shifted it over to the, it would be the western side of the building, okay, northwestern side, and that there's a clear area there, somewhat level. The whole area drops off significantly, as you know, down to Portland Road. But we're proposing a 40 by 28 foot compound. It'll be graveled. There'll be a 12 by 20 shelter, a pre-manufactured shelter set on a concrete slab. We'll have the tower, and we'll also have a standby generator, 35 kW generator, as well as a propane tank to feed the generator. It'll all be automated.
This is an emergency facility or
yes,
a full-time operation?
It'll be full-time operation, but the standby generator will back it up in case of power outage. And that's pretty much the site. It will be fenced with an 8-foot fence. The tower itself...
The whole property? Or?
No, just the new compound, okay? And the tower itself will not have climbing lugs up until about 25 foot on the tower to prevent any kind of... If someone gets in there, it'll also be monitored 24/7 by video.
You mentioned that some of the slopes in the area were steep. We yes. have an ordinance in this town. We're trying to keep things back from the edges of the slope, and it might be important to think about that. The previous application, they had someone write a geotechnical report. We have certain instability in our soil, especially in
the... Yeah, this one's further up, far enough from the slope that it's not going to affect it.
Okay. Any questions from board members? Any questions from members of the audience? Thank you very much.
Just briefly calls the last individual, Mr. Collins. Mr. Collins is an expert in radio signal emissions for antennas with regard to federal and state standards, and he prepared a report entitled Antenna Site FCC RF Compliance Assessment Report, dated February 6th. What I'd like to do is offer that up, and Mr. Collins just briefly explain. He's sworn, briefly explain what he does so that we can...
Let's mark the map as A1.
You want to mark the whole exhibit?
Just put it on the outside, the top sheet as A1,
okay.
And we'll mark this as A2. And while we're doing that, sir, would you please raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony that you'd like to give this right with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Please state and spell your name for the record.
Sure. My name is Dan Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S.
And the attorney has already given us...
Mr. Collins, you prepared the report submitted as Exhibit A2, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
And obviously it's got a lot of detail to it, but is the sum and substance of it that the facility, if constructed as proposed, would be in full compliance with all federal and state standards that are applicable to radio signal emissions?
Yeah, the totality of radio signals taken together will be 169 times below the federal limit and 845 times below the state's limit for safe continuous exposure. The two limits are different. The federal limit is stricter. The state limit, for reasons unexplained, is not quite as strict by a factor of 5. That accounts for the difference in those factors. but it satisfies by a huge margin both the state and the federal limits for safe exposure.
And technical compliance aside, this is a safe facility, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
That would conclude, Mr. Collins, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Collins.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Questions from the public?
Yes, any questions from the public for Mr. Collins with regard to his RF testimony?
Mr. Chairman, that's essentially the presentation. I think we've covered the ground that we would expect that the board and members of the public would have an interest in, but certainly if there are any questions that you may have as a result of any of that testimony, we're happy to address them.
So will the borough be contacted when, as you're moving forward, get a little, as you get closer, time frames when it's going to start and things like that?
Oh, yes. We'll be in touch with the borough in that regard, and certainly to the extent that if the borough has an interest in utilizing the facility, as you heard earlier, we can accommodate you in that regard, so we can do, yes.
Is this a permitted construction? Is this something
yes.
you get a permit? Chiquita, do you have any comments or questions?
I don't.
Any members of the board? Any members of the audience? Seeing none? So we're going to make a offer a resolution to, or offer a motion to?
I'll offer it, Mr. Chairman.
I'll second it.
Yeah, I'm speaking to the attorney for the applicant, but we know the county wants to move real quickly on this, and they asked if we could get, since it's just a cursory review, if we could adopt a written resolution tonight so that they wouldn't have to wait a month to get it.
And right.
That's what I sent to everyone today.
Have you filled in the blanks?
No, because I don't know what blanks, I don't know what you want to put in there. If I could do that, I would be probably representing a lot of towns.
Do we need a motion first to...
Yeah, do the motion.
We have a motion. We have a motion and a second to
offer
approve
by,
the application.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Carla. Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Carla?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
As far as the resolution itself, need a motion to adopt that. I would think that in number two, it's probably consistent with the master plan to have a
replacement
that's already there and have a safety and emergency response system that would not only benefit the entire county, but benefit the borough as well. So
exactly.
I would have to think that it's consistent.
That's three.
And I appreciate the
yes.
offer to allow our police people to co-locate on the tower.
That's great.
If that could be part of this, that'd be great.
Okay. The Secretary is diligently putting that in.
I guess that's it. Somebody want to offer this resolution?
I'll offer it.
Offered by Mayor Nolan.
Second.
Second by Mr. Farla. Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Farla?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. Gallup.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Mr. Sure, members of the board, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're putting us on so quickly for us.
I'll get a copy of the signed resolution up to you.
Great. Thank you. Would you like to keep the...
Yeah.
Yes.
Eric, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Had a good conversation.
Last week, yeah.
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 Very well.
Can we get some dispatch
on it? No. He's 40 years a prisoner.
I talked to Sean. He talked about you guys being about five trucks.
Do what?
Five transportation trucks.
Yeah, we just threw five in today.
We talked about maybe sending them
Okay, next item on the agenda, approval of the January 12th, 2012 minutes. Anybody have any comments, questions?
Eligible members are Mr. Mullen, Mr. Farla, Mayor Nolan, Mr. Redmond, and Mr. Gallagher.
My recollection is Mr. Gallagher voted no on the official newspaper.
Yes,
that's
right.
On number six?
Page six, yeah.
Yes, you're correct, Mr. Mullen. He did. And we got the same laughter you just got there.
That was an important vote. I didn't want it to get passed.
I appreciate it.
All right, so...
pretty much everybody.
Page 6. The newspaper, Mr.
Gallery,
no. He was known for one of them.
No, that was at the zoning board, I was known for one of them. This one, I was known for both of them.
I'm just going on.
I remember it.
Did
last,
you?
So, yeah.
That's fine.
That's
the moment. All right, so we'll change that. Yeah. So that's with a correction on page 6. Gallagher, no, producer. With that change.
Somebody want to offer that?
I'll make a...
Thank you, Mr. Farla.
I'll second it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Nolan. Any questions on the motion? Roll call.
Mr. Mullen?
Yes.
Mr. Farla?
Yes.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Mr. Redman?
Yes.
Mr. Gallup?
Well, now that it's been corrected.
We have another Mr.
Romeo.
We have...
Somebody had to fill that void, huh?
We have several communications. I don't know if there's any...
No
need
action
for any,
is required.
Any comment on any of them?
Are all of them basically, well, not all of them.
Right? Hilltop and Highlands is an interesting thing. We can get Jack to opine on that.
By the borough.
I don't know if this is yes, it's the shotgun effect.
Yeah, exactly. They're suing every agency, everyone, yeah, including the state of New Jersey, because of some...
But it's interesting law that somebody...
Some topography problems.
Yeah, but it seems to me that their claim about the borough would be that we permitted something that was unsafe or something.
Their claim would be whoever approved it on the borough level should have approved it because it didn't work. I assume that's what their approach is going to be.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, they changed names.
Yep. Oh, that was long before Shore.
No, yeah, it wasn't
it
long
was
before.
Hilltop. No, it was probably the guy, the one guy from. Nice fellow. I forgot his name. Long time ago. Hilltop was here when I moved there.
Was it the original Shore?
John Truhan?
Truhan, yeah.
Oh, that's who it was? That was back that far ago?
Yeah.
I'll bet.
I would probably agree with you.
Okay.
There was a lot of trees in those hills when I was a kid.
Where'd they go?
Where'd they go? There was a lot of trees when I moved in. 10 years ago.
Okay, somebody make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make that motion.
Second. Mr. Parla, second.
Mr. Parla, second by Mayor Nolan.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Carolyn's opposed.
Meeting is adjourned.
Home in time to see my family.